So yesterday we spoke about the three things to keep in mind anytime you're involving heat to change or develop something. On Shabbos, we shortened it to cook, look, and caution. What the actual cooking is, if it looks like cooking, and cautionary things that Chazal instituted so that we avoid coming to cooking. So let's talk about each topic now separately. Yesterday we spoke about situations that involve all three, and we have to might have two things okay, but because of one of those issues, they were not okay. Let's move on to the actual cooking and get into the real terminology and the halakhas involved. So again, it doesn't only apply to food, but most practically that's what it comes up with. When it comes to winter, sometimes you have situations where you have gloves and scarves that are wet and you put on a radiator. That'll also be an issue that you have to be careful with in terms of cooking. Well, let's talk about food. So number one, we have to get familiar with the terminology whenever we're talking about cooking on Shabbos. That is, there's a few different levels that give heat the ability to cook. So fire, of course, could cook. If you have a red hot metal and things are placed down in it, a radiator may have the ability to cook. In halakha, we break this down into kli rishon al gabe esh, which is the original utensil that is getting heat from the heat source, and it's still sitting on the heat source. A radiator, according to many paiskim, is considered a kli rishon al gabe esh, since it's all connected in one to the original boiler that somebody has in his house. So same thing, a heating element like a crock pot, a fire, the blech, all of these things, if you have a pot on these things, the pot is now on the heat source. That's kli rishon al gabe ha'esh. That has the ability to cook anything and everything, given it the right time. There's actually only two things that need that level of heat contact and direct heat in order to cook. Most things can cook without a kli rishon on the actual fire. When you remove the kli rishon and it's still boiling hot, most things can cook in such a pot as well. But there's two things that can only cook in a kli rishon al gabe esh, and that is dehydrated beef. When you have meat from an ox, from a cow, that's real strong meat, and there's no liquid in it, it was dehydrated, so that meat would take a kli rishon al gabe esh, and also mineral salt, salt that's taken from the sea salt, mineral salt also needs a lot to get it cooked. But anything else can get cooked without the pot being on the fire. And that is really where the most practical things come up in Hilchos Shabbos. Again, we did mention yesterday that while something is on the fire, it doesn't take much for something to cook. It has such a strong ability while it's still on the heat source that even just lifting the pot and closing it, according to some, is considered assisting and an act of bishul. And certainly ladling things out while something's on the fire or mixing when something is on the fire, all of these are assisting in the cooking ability and is considered an act of bishul on Shabbos. So while something's on the fire, that's the greatest alarm. Don't uncover and recover. Don't mix. Don't ladle out. All of these things are usher while the pot is on the heat source. The next level after a kli rishon al ha'esh is a kli rishon that was removed from the fire. So if let's say you took the soup pot off of the fire, you took your tea kettle off of the fire, and whether you're putting it back on or not, that's a different story. We'll talk about that later with Chazara. But now that it's off the fire, let's say you want to add content into it. The ability of a kli rishon that's hot, even after it comes off the fire, still could cook. Most items can be placed in a kli rishon and they'll get cooked, and therefore it's usher on Shabbos. So adding spices to a soup while it's sitting on the counter in the original pot will be usher. Adding perhaps chicken, croutons into the pot after it's off the fire will be usher. Even though the croutons have already been baked, putting them now into a pot which is using wet heat will cook the pre-baked croutons. So really, nothing should be added to the kli rishon even when it's off the fire. Nothing. On a practical level, we don't really use mineral or sea salt, and we don't have dehydrated meat that have no moisture in it. So therefore, pretty much nothing could be put into a pot that was removed from the fire. So long as that pot is Yad Seledas, it has the ability to cook things in it, and it has to be avoided. What about now pouring from that pot into a bowl? So you have something in the bowl and you're pouring from the pot straight onto croutons, spices, I don't know, sugar cubes, whatever it is that may be in a bowl or in a cup already, tea, coffee, pouring from the first pot. The pouring itself is called Iroi Kli Rishon. It has similar halachas to a Kli Rishon. Some say it has a little bit less of ability to cook, but we're machmir to say that Iroi Kli Rishon is exactly like a Kli Rishon, and therefore you may not pour from the original kettle straight onto anything unless those items were already cooked, and we'll go into Bishul Acher Bishul in another discussion.